Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios. We will get to the David Stearns presser from a little bit earlier today. Time on Colton Wong, the newest second baseman for the Brewers. Kesson Hira's future of where he's going to play defensively. What in the world is happening at third base for the Brewers? David Stearns gets into all of that. We'll get to that momentarily. But in the break, the Big Ten Network put out the entire Big Ten schedule on Twitter for all the different teams. So before we get to David Stearns, quickly, let's go down the Badger schedule here, if that's all right with you, Gary. You good with that?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
So they start off, the Badgers will start off September 2nd to the 4th. They will start off at home against Penn State. Not a big fan of that. Not a big fan of starting the season against Penn State. But, okay.
Let's find out where we are.
Then,
well, you will find that.
Yes, you will.
Find out about that.
Yep. Now, now you get a couple of breaks. Then it's Eastern Michigan, September 11th. Then a bye week, right? Then in Chicago against Notre Dame on the 25th.
They're going to do that, huh?
They're going to do that.
That's a money play. Got to make up when they didn't go to Green Bay.
Correct. Then it's home against Michigan.
That's a cakewalk.
At Illinois, home against Army.
Cakewalk.
At Army. At Purdue. Home against Iowa.
Struggle.
At Rutgers. Home against Northwestern. Home against Nebraska. At Minnesota to end the schedule.
How many total games do we have?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. If I did that correctly.
Okay. Oh, that'll be 10-2.
10-2, 11-1.
12. Yeah. 12 games, yep.
Yeah. Go to a bowl that we can't pronounce.
Yeah, 10-2. 9-3 at the worst.
The first game on the Big Ten schedule features Nebraska and Illinois in Ireland, Dublin, Ireland, on August 28th. That's the
What's the key to Ireland?
I have no idea. But that's the first game on the Big Ten schedule. Nobody else plays that week.
The Illinois game's going to have some juice, Steve, just so y'all know. And I'm trying to effort Brett Bielema to come on our show that week, just so you know.
Make sure Steve is off.
I mean, it looks like I got an inside track, like he wants to come on our show.
He's got an incredible ass, really big in size.
Yeah, he and I have
Get your facts straight.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one I need, Joe. That's the one.
That's the one from the Big Show when him and I got into a screaming match.
Yeah.
But it wasn't you, though, Steve.
You didn't
come with a fight. He came with trying to fight with you.
Yeah, he poked at me, and
I
poked back, and Leroy had his head on the counter laughing hysterically. And Gary was off that day, because if Gary had been on that day, it never would have happened. Gary would have stopped it immediately.
I'd have did it, Leroy.
You would have stopped it, right.
Exactly. I'd have did it, Leroy.
But Leroy did not do a Leroy in that situation. He just let us go.
He can handle himself.
Yeah,
he can handle himself. I thought you handled yourself well, Steve.
Thank you. Yeah,
I would have did Leroy.
He hasn't been back on the show since.
Get your facts straight.
Yeah, that guy.
There you go.
There, right there.
I think he's coming back on, Steve, so that's going to be...
Steve had his facts straight.
Looking forward to it. We can talk about it.
Because he came after you because he heard you had been talking about him here up in... This part of the country.
Well, maybe being with the cheater in New England will help his college career.
Thank you. On Wisconsin.
We'll find out. No longer on Wisconsin. Now he went to the enemy in Illinois.
Get your facts straight.
The odds of him winning in Illinois probably aren't all that great, but we'll have to wait and see how that turns out. Okay, let's hear from Brewers president of baseball operations, David Stearns, who talked a little bit earlier today about numerous different things, including obviously the Brewers bringing Colton Wong, the former Cardinal, now to play second base.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for hopping on. It's nice to see everyone's faces. Believe it or not, I do miss you guys. It's been a while. So it's nice to see all of you. Hopefully, we'll be able to see some segment of you, down in Arizona pretty soon as well. And I'm looking forward to that. So, news of the day, we are very excited, to be able to add Colton to our organization. This is a player that we know very well. We've watched him as much as anyone in baseball outside of his teammates over the last couple of years. We know what he's capable of. We know what type of energy and character he's going to bring to our team. And we know we're adding, in our opinion, the best defensive second baseman in all of baseball. That's a significant addition to our club. It allows us to formulate what could be one of the premier defensive infields in all of baseball, and really transforms our up the middle defense on our club. So very, very pleased to add Colton and everything that he brings. This is something that really emerged over the course of the offseason. As our offseason planning began back in August and September and October, we didn't anticipate Colton even being available. We didn't anticipate him being on the market as a free agent. And so this wasn't really something that crossed our minds at that point. But as the offseason progressed and we began to think through various options about how we could improve our team, this is one that really appealed to us. And we're very happy that we were able to make it happen. So happy to take any and all questions.
David, I think one obvious question that probably all of us have is, you know, you had a second baseman in Keston Hira. What does this mean for him? Will he be moving to first base?
Yes, Keston's primary activity this year will be at first base. He's up for this challenge. Both Craig and I have spoken to him. We believe he can do this. We believe he can be a very skilled first baseman with his skill set. And he's ready to do what he can. This doesn't completely close Keston off from second base with the right matchups or later in his career. But for now, it fits best with our team at first, and he understands that.
David, that was brought up. Yeah, that idea came up last year of Keston when you were trying to figure out first base. Because we weren't there as much as we normally are, can you share with us, did he ever get any work over there? Did you guys get eyes on him at that position at all last season?
I think that, you know, Craig can probably answer the actual day-to-day work over there better than I can. We did talk to him about it, so it's a concept that wasn't completely foreign to him. And like I said, we believe he can do this. He's going to have exceptional range for a first baseman. And look, there are finer points of the position that will take time to adjust. We understand that. There are going to be mistakes. That's okay. But Keston's going to grow through it. And ultimately, we're very confident that he's going to be able to figure it out.
David, so, you know, sometimes a two first, you know, a really good transaction when you get a great player that you like, and then it allows you to move another really good player. So this really, all of a sudden, your right side of your infield is defined, isn't it? You must be very pleased that you're with one transaction, you could do two things.
We are. We think this makes our team better. It allows us to improve defensively at two positions. As I said in the introduction, it really changes the composition defensively of our entire team. And that's something that we also think is important. I know a lot of attention has been understandably placed on the offensive side of the ball. But one constant around some of the better teams in baseball is really solid, consistent defense. And when we've had our most successful seasons here, we've had very good defensive teams. And that's something that is a focus of ours. It's something we think we can and should accomplish. And this move allows us to move in that direction.
I probably should have also included Lorenzo Cain's return. I mean, it just goes right up the middle, right? Just great defense right up the middle.
Yeah, and Lowe's return is obviously a huge shot in the arm for us. This is a guy that has a reputation, and rightfully so, is one of the best defensive outfielders in all of baseball. So adding him back to the middle of our diamond makes a big difference.
On base percentage was an issue for this team last year. Colton's ability to take a walk, how much did that kind of appeal to just the fact that he's a guy whose OBP generally is quite a bit higher than his batting average?
Yeah, Colton knows the strike zone. He puts the ball in play. He makes contact. Those are all really important attributes for a hitter, and that's what leads to his ability to produce on the offensive side of the ball. He's a very skilled hitter. He knows his game. He's a hitter who's also had a tremendous amount of success in our ballpark. All that bodes well for Colton as he comes into our organization.
David, when you talk about having a premier defensive infield, third base is part of that. I'm wondering if you can characterize where you feel the club stands there.
We're still really evaluating that position. We do have internal options. We have, as I've said ad nauseum, we have a lot of infielders who have the ability to play a lot of different positions. And that helps when you're trying to put a roster together. It helps filling out a lineup card for Craig during the season. So if this is our team, we do think we can fill out that position, and we have guys who can potentially take and run with it. And we are also exploring external acquisitions. I don't know whether we'll get anything over the finish line there, but we are exploring it.
Dave, that market looks like it's still pretty stocked with players, Jed Jerko and Todd Frazier and Franco, Mikal Franco. Do you feel still pretty good about like what's out there? And what can you tell us about whether you have spending flexibility to make an addition beyond Colton Long?
I think we understand the breadth of the market that's out there. We also understand our internal options. When we're evaluating an external acquisition, we have to be comfortable that it's making us better, because by definition, it's going to cut off opportunity from those in-house. And that's part of the process we're going through right now. And I'm comfortable that once we get to opening day, we're going to have a really good grasp on what third base will look like, and we'll be pleased with where it is.
David, you mentioned Colton's success at the now AmFam Field. How much of a factor does that play when you consider a free agent?
I don't know that that's an overriding data point for us, but it is something that we notice. It's certainly something that Colton is aware of. He knows he's had success in our ballpark. He's very confident hitting in our ballpark, sees the ball well in our ballpark. And he's coming from a place in St. Louis at Busch where Yeah, unless you hit the ball really well, it's tough to get it out of that park. And for left-handed hitters in our park, it's maybe a little bit different. So this is a different run environment for him and one that he's going to enjoy.
You've touched on the market and how there are still plenty of options out there. Is this a situation where we might see moves being made all the way across the league, all the way up to opening day? Or do you think things are going to start sorting themselves out in the next week or so?
I would imagine we're going to see transactional activity throughout spring training. This was a slow starting off season for a number of reasons that we've all talked about and touched on previously. For the majority of the free agent class, the offseason didn't begin until mid-January, late January. So this is going to take some time for everyone to find a seat. And sometimes patience can be a virtue in those scenarios.
Has there been any follow-up with Ryan over his plans as spring training approaches? So,
there's really no change there. I think Ryan continues to evaluate the situation. I think he's enjoyed some time with family this offseason. And as we move into spring training and potentially the season, we'll continue to stay in touch with him.
I have a Will question. I'm Will Salmon's stenographer. He's wondering, was there a pivot to defense? And do you feel like this was a market inefficiency that you could capitalize on to focus on his defense?
I think we've always been cognizant of putting the best defensive team on the field that we possibly can. Colton adds to that. We didn't necessarily envision Colton Wong being available when we started out our offseason prep. And so to that extent, yes, this was a pivot. This was a shift that once he became available and we began evaluating how that might fit on our team and what our team could look like with his addition, it became pretty alluring to us.
All right, there he is. David Stearns, president of baseball operations for the Brewers. We're all a big fan of David Stearns on this show.
Oh, yeah.
But let me just say something.
Sure.
I don't believe, not for a nanosecond, that defense has ever been a thing with this baseball team for the last 20 years. This baseball team has consistently drafted for bats more times than not. Now, since David Stearns has gotten here, now they draft all guys. They've drafted now middle infield guys who may not have all the power. But offense always plays, right? I mean, that's how you get on the field. Keston Hira can hit. He plays. Yelich is a good defender, no question, but also can hit. Kane, good defender, but can hit. I mean, so Garcia, not a great defender, but can hit. So that's why he's there. The catching, Grandal, wasn't necessarily a great defensive catcher when they got him, but he can hit. So, you know, making the pivot now defensively is more about Keston Hira and how bad he was defensively at second base more than, I think, an organizational philosophy switch, Gary, at the end of the day.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I disagree with you somewhat, because I thought early on they really were about outfielders and defense. They were just getting athletes in the outfield that can run and may be able to play multiple positions. It feels like to me it has changed from that. And I think it's now where you're talking about, it feels like it's more about infielders and a little defense and guys that can play multiple positions. Because early on, it was most certainly about all the outfields they could accumulate, maybe trade away or if they can do things. And now moving infielders around. And for the most part, it's changed because now it feels like it's about pitching.
Which wasn't
the case
right,
like 4 or 5 years ago.
And they've got young, good starting pitching that they've developed, which is something else that has never happened in this organization.
Yes.
I mean, Gallardo, I guess, a little bit. Manny Parra never really panned out. Ben Sheets was probably the best guy that you actually developed in your farm system at this point. And now you've got actual starters and bullpen guys that have come up through your system.
Yeah, I'm just talking about under David Stearns.
Right.
Under his
watches.
Yep. It was really about outfielders in the beginning. And most people may not know that Steve and I, that Steve used to go to spring training, since 1965, Steve?
Damn, man, that's not nice at all. No, probably like 2006, 2007. Gary, tell us all about your good friends at West Allis Hyundai.
My good friends over at West Allis Hyundai, guys, you got to love the people over there at Hyundai West Allis. And International Autos guys. They're giving away, they gave away a $30,000 SUV to a family that was in need. Those are the kind of people I love doing business with. Guys, I cannot recommend them enough. Go see my good friend Dan Richards and his team and say a job well done after that, guys. Take a good look at the deals that they have going on right now. Folks, it's February, and the deals are still rolling in at Hyundai West Dallas. Hyundai West Dallas had a record-setting year in 2020, and they're looking to come out of the gates on fire. They have a huge inventory of new 2020 and 2021 Hyundais in stock. To continue the momentum, they have decided to continue the $500 savings for our listeners. Just mention me, Joe Zenzola, and you receive an extra $500 off any new vehicle in stock. Hyundai West Dallas also will be any other Wisconsin dealer's pricing. So that is, if you're in Madison, if you're in Green Bay, if you're in Eau Claire, if you're in La Crosse, yes, come on down. They're beating those deals. So not only will you receive their award-winning customer service, their amazing response to COVID-19, you will get the best pricing in town. Hyundai West Dallas is located just off of Highway 100 between Lincoln and National Avenues. Guys, visit them in person or go to their website at HyundaiWestDallas.com.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network. Now back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Have you been wronged by a bad breakfast? Get the breakfast you deserve with Wendy's 2 for $4. Pick two of these fresh-made breakfast sammies for just $4. The honey butter chicken biscuit, classic sausage, egg, and cheese, or the classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Justice is served. Offer valid for limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Single item at a regular price. Thinking about breakfast tomorrow morning on a Saturday, get up. Head over to the, hit the drive-thru, maybe use that Wendy's app, order ahead, pick it up curbside. That's the way to do it. You and the kids, everybody will be ecstatic having some Wendy's breakfast tomorrow. Sparky, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. Who do you have winning the Super Bowl? Who you got? Real nice and easy, not that hard, nothing of the sort. Now, having said that now, this is not about spreads and over-unders and lines and all that stuff. But for those of you that do like that type of stuff and so forth, BetQL.com right now has the Kansas City Chiefs favored by 3, over-under of 56. And if you're a novice like me, that's the website you need to go to if you're not a gambler. And, of course, this is brought to you by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Or visit BetQL.com
My favorite
today.
Is strawberry.
And we just had Ken Barkley on earlier today from BetQL. Very good. If you missed it, go back and listen to that at BigShowNetwork.com as he gave a bunch of great advice on the Super Bowl coming up. Gary Ellerson, who do you have winning the Super Bowl?
I got the Chiefs, Steve. I'm going with Mahomes. I bought my son Brock Mahomes' jersey last year when I was at the Super Bowl. He wore it today, so to school. So I'm going with Mahomes.
Is that man. That bootleg one you bought and it don't say Kansas City? It just says City on it.
Yeah, that's the one, Roy. I got that for $9.99.
Yeah, at the barbershop.
Off my boy Lenny.
Nothing wrong with
cause
that.
Cause he man. Had plenty.
Right.
All right, like what that. Do you say, Leroy Butler? I want to get your thoughts as well. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line. Who do you got, Chiefs or Buccaneers? 855-830-8648. Everybody's seemingly taking the Chiefs. Are you one of everybody else? 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct.
Tell the truth, Leroy. Tell
I'm
truth,
raising my hand. Permission to be a hypocrite.
Oh, my God.
And a waffle. And to go back on what I said, I'm raising my hand. God. Y'all got to call on me. Can one of y'all call on me?
Go ahead, Leroy.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Thank you. So that's my disclaimer. I never, ever, 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 ever cheer for the AFC side. I'm an NFC guy. Even the times when we lost to the Cowboys, I cheer for the Cowboys. Even... It didn't matter. San Francisco last year. I wanted San Francisco to win, you know. But the reason why I need permission to be hypocrite, because if I like you, I'm with you. Andy Reid, I remember Andy Reid came over to the tight end, the safety room. He's a tight ends coach. He said, can you stay after to work with some of my young tight ends, Leroy? I looked at him. No, find somebody else. I'm going home, cuz. Died laughing. Because he liked my honesty. I'm not staying after no practice to work with some tight end that we got from some of these small schools. I just ain't doing that. No.
You're not working with Justin Perillo, Leroy?
No, man. I ain't doing that.
Trying to get him better?
Come on, Roy. We got backups for that. So I'm an Andy Reid guy. I really do. I don't like the way he was treated in Philly when he went to 3 or 4, maybe even 5 championship games.
He went to the Super Bowl with McNabb and Terrell Owens, didn't he?
Yeah, in Jacksonville. And Philly still didn't like him. So, Steve, I'm with Andy Reid. I would love to see Patrick Mahomes win it back-to-back. I mean, I just think it'll be a true great story. And plus, it's Black History Month for Patrick Mahomes to win that thing. So, hey, man, I'm going with them Chiefs. And plus, that's the closest I can get to Florida State because I'm a Florida State Seminole. So, yeah, I'm with the Chiefs.
Well, Florida State winning hasn't been synonymous with each other for quite a
while. No, Steve. Steve, we just signed the top. What? The top some position.
Kicker?
You guys signed the top somebody.
We would love a
year.
Kicker. We need a kicker. You know what? It's somewhere in Wisconsin. Anybody out there can kick, go to Florida State. You got nothing to worry about. You probably start the same day, Steve.
Oh, my God. That university.
We need a kicker. I don't care if it's virtual. Kicker, punter, long snapper. Go help my university.
Special teams. That's what Florida State needs. Similar to the Packers. Yes, similar to the Packers. Yeah. Who do you
I wish we were the Badgers. I pray and wish one day we could be like the Badgers. To be relevant in the Big Ten every year. I'm serious. You don't know how bad you got it until you get like that. So, Badger fans, you're lucky.
Who do you have winning the Super Bowl, Chiefs or Buccaneers? Gary and Leroy rolling with the favorites, the Kansas City Chiefs. I'll tell you who I'm rolling with. We see what Joe Zola and Dan Plucker have as well. Yeah. Coming up next, dial it up all across the beautiful state of Wisconsin. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network. Now, back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Asking you, who do you have winning the Super Bowl? That's what we want to know. Who do you have winning the Super Bowl, Chiefs or Bucks? Simple, simple question. Chiefs, obviously the favorite. Don't forget to, we'll be talking about that Bucks-Cavs game coming up in a little bit. And next hour, we'll hear from Colton Wong, the newest Brewers second baseman. That's all still ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show. Let's go to Randy in Cedarburg. He's on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line right now on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Randy?
Hey, Randy. What's up, guys? What's going on, man?
What's up, Randy?
Come on with it.
What's up, Randy?
You know, Sparky, man, it's kind of hard, man. And I got Kansas City, but you know, in my big money pools, I got Tampa Bay. I ain't gonna lie to you. In my small pools, I got Kansas City because the numbers line up right for me.
Mm-hmm. It's small pool. Mm-hmm. You, Randy.
Mm-hmm. What's up, man?
You playing squares or you playing? Saying pool with the family and the other one with the barbershop folks?
Hey, Leroy, it cost me $300 a square, man.
Oh, no, Randy.
That's
too much, Randy.
No, we're not doing that.
I'm talking about $10, man. No. What are you talking about, Randy? $300, man. Okay, rich man.
If it hit right, man, it's $5,000.
Randy.
If it hit, Randy, I can't
Randy, how the Vikings doing, man?
I stopped watching them a long time ago, man. Long time ago, man. Kirk Cousins just killing me, man.
That's just like a Viking fan. Steve, see what I tell you about Vikings fans?
Hey, I almost canceled my NFL ticket, man. When almost. I'm gonna roll with him one more year. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully get a quarterback.
What you mean roll with him one more year? That's your team, ride or die.
No, you know what though, man? As these daily fantasy things been getting to evolve, more money. You know, your legion's kind of, you know, it's kind of hard. You know what I'm saying? It's real hard, this fantasy stuff, man. You know, like the running back playing your team. Like, we stuck against the run this year. So, I was hitching. You know, I want to win.
So, you want us to send you an Aaron Rodgers jersey then in the mail so you can switch?
Yeah, there you go, Steve.
We can get that done.
Hey, listen, I hope Aaron Rodgers go ahead and stay with the Packers because they will never win a championship with Aaron Rodgers.
They already did.
Come on, man. What are you talking about?
They already
about,
won
man?
A championship with Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, how long ago was that?
10 years.
He got a scared coach. And I'm thinking, man, this guy suck right now with Aaron Rodgers as quarterback. What did Aaron Rodgers leave? I wonder how many losing
man, years don't you think had. Matt LaFleur is a lot happier to be stuck with Aaron Rodgers than that – awful Kirk Cousins?
No.
Good job, Steve.
I'm just saying, hey, listen, how you not go for it? Hey, I lost some money in that game, too.
That's why you're mad.
I had to watch. Yeah. It's all about the money. It's all about the money, Gary. All about the money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, go for it. Have a good one.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, there he is. Got some news coming out of the Super Bowl. Man. Adam Schefter, Chiefs officially rule out Willie Gay and Eric Fisher for Super Bowl 55. Sammy Watkins listed as questionable for this game, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN. How big of an impact do these injuries play in this one, Leroy?
Well, I tell you what, Sammy Watkins, they got a lot of receivers, so they don't really need him because Hartman and Robinson, them guys fast, man.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys maybe get three to five targets a game, but it could be an 80-yarder. But if Sammy Watkins is available, he can do both.
He's going to work underneath big target, Leroy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, but if he can't play, hey man, it still opens it up for those other guys. No problem at all.
Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you here on the Wendy's Big Show, and asking you, who do you have winning the Super Bowl, Kansas City or Tampa Bay? And for me, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Unfortunately, even though I try to jinx Brady with our Big Show Knows Fantasy, I still don't think they lose this game. This is all going to be win one for Arians, for Bruce Arians. That's how I think the rah-rah thing is going to play out in that locker room. And they're going to just figure out a way to get this done one way or the other. You can call it Tom Brady magic, Tom Brady luck, Tom Brady whatever. But they're going to get this done, and they're going to get enough stops of Kansas City to win this thing. And on top of that, I'm willing to bet you that one or two gambles that Bruce Arians takes in this game will pay off and will be the difference in Kansas and Tampa Bay winning this game and Kansas City losing it.
You can best believe if he do gamble and it ain't the right, Mahomes putting that thing in the end zone.
No question. He's got to be right.
Careful.
Yes, I agree.
Right.
He could very well lose the game as well as he could win it, Bruce Arians.
Exactly.
Yes, no question. Yes. 100% agree with you. Let's go to Doug, listening to the fan, listening in Luxembourg. Doug, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, man, right away. Thanks.
You betcha.
I kind of just wishful thinking it'll play out like this. I got Tampa Bay going all the way. I think it's just destiny. They're in their own town. It's Tom Brady. And, you know, I think after Tampa Bay wins, Tom Brady's going to announce his retirement and ride off into the sunset.
Nah. No way.
I think that's what's going to happen.
God, I hope you're right. I'd love to get him out of the NFL. If you could guarantee me that would happen, I might actually root for Tom Brady. If I knew he was gone for certain, positively he's done, then I could get behind Tom Brady maybe. But outside of that,
no. If you say you're going to keep playing.
I know. I'm with you. I don't think he's retiring either.
Let me ask you guys one question.
Go ahead.
How many years do you think Tom Brady will play? If they lose, I'm pretty sure Tom Brady ain't going to want to go out a loser.
No, he's not.
You know,
I agree.
He got a two-year deal.
And if they win, he got nothing left to prove. If he wins, he's done it all.
Bruce Arians.
Pull the pin.
Well, I hear what you're saying, Doug. He has nothing left to prove regardless right now. He didn't have to play this season. I mean, his legacy is pretty much set. Now, again, can he improve on it winning without Belichick? Absolutely. He can improve on it. Thanks for the call, Doug. But Bruce Arians said, what was it, last week, that he wouldn't be surprised if Brady signs an extension with the Buccaneers and agrees to play even more years past the two-year deal that he signed, Leroy.
Exactly, and I think that's what it's all about. Remember, some people are just football players. What else can you imagine him doing but playing football? And if he takes care of his body, looks in great shape, I mean, he's going to be a statue anyway, and he ain't running around. All he got to do is make sure his arm can throw the ball. He'll be fine.
Man, never.
You have a good offensive line with him.
Between him and his wife.
That's why they drafted that worst kid.
Him and his wife both could retire, and neither one would ever have to work again, obviously, well, nor would their kids.
They could do that. Now, Steve, he could have done that 15 years ago.
Absolutely, but the whole thing of what's he going to do next, he doesn't have to do anything.
He doesn't have to do anything.
He doesn't have to do anything. Antonio Brown, man. Think about that. Not many people would have did this. I mean, this guy vouching for players. Man, he's the perfect teammate. I mean, he loves his teammates, which is great. Yeah.
Let's go to John listening to Oak Creek on the Fan in Milwaukee. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, John?
Hey, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Hey, John.
Yeah, I like the Kansas City Chiefs repeating this year. They're such a well-oiled machine. I mean, they got with their offensive weapons with Patrick Mahomes and you got Travis Kelce, the Cheetah, Tyreek Hill. And I think Mecole Hardman's going to have a big game. They're just such a well-balanced team, and they just got Patrick Mahomes is such a great quarterback, and with Travis Kelce and everybody. And then, of course, Andy Reid and company, they're such a well-coached team. I think they're going to be the first team to repeat in 16 years. So I like KC winning this by about at least 10 to 12 points.
Oh, nice. And you don't think it's going to be close. All right, John, thanks for the call. People all over Kansas City.
They was up 17 and nothing before they changed a few things.
The one thing I've learned along the way with this is whenever everybody thinks something's going to happen, it never does. Never does.
Is that what you thought when you saw the Packers play the Bucks? You thought that too?
No, because I didn't see everybody picking the Packers. I saw a lot of people on social media picking the Buccaneers. I'm struggling to find anybody picking the Buccaneers right now. Like experts, anybody picking up. Like there's nobody on the Buccaneers bandwagon, I think, right now outside of me.
We heard a bunch of people calling in talking about they think they're gonna win. You said they think
they're
gonna win.
We had Tom on. Tom thinks they're gonna win.
Yeah.
There's two of us.
There's a bunch of people. An undercurrent right now. They think Tom Brady gonna win this. I've been watching the NFL Network, the Four Letter Network, there are a lot of people. And then they'll pick tomorrow. Well, they'll pick Sunday. But there are a lot of people right now are on the bandwagon of the Bucks and Tom Brady.
I'm telling my nephew that lives in St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
Nobody down there think that Kansas City gonna win. It's all.
Well, of course they don't.
Well, they don't. No, I'm saying around the country outside of there.
Yeah, we talk about
that's like everybody here thought the Packers could beat the Bucks. I mean, that's different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but he thought this from day one, man. When they were 7-5, he still would call me, we're gonna win it. I mean, some of that is just hype and hyperbole, but he meant it. So they had billboards down there when they signed Tom going on 95. Man, hey, man, we're going to the Super Bowl. No, we're not going. We already here. They were saying that when they were 7-5.
Coming up next, we'll look ahead to the Bucks-Cavs game for tonight. And, hey, let's talk about Wendy's for a little bit, right? When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. We all know that. But when you're hungry for breakfast, lunch, dinner, there's more than one way to get Wendy's delivered to you, right? Plug in your zip code on the Wendy's app, which you all should have by this point, to see all the Wendy's near you. Then pick the one you want, order breakfast, lunch, or dinner straight from their app. And when you arrive, Wendy's will get it started, and you'll have hot food in no time. Obviously, if it's a salad or frosty, that's going to be cold. Okay, on purpose. A curbside now available for that fast, contactless, and convenient way to get your order. And if they deliver in your area, that's good, too. DoorDash, Grubhub, Postmates, Uber Eats, Wendy's here for you. Mobile ordering made easy.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network. Now back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. It is the Wendy's Big Show, and when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. They have Cleveland tonight, so when the Bucks beat Cleveland tonight, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's tomorrow for a free small frosty, no purchase necessary. Offer only good for 24 hours after each Bucks win, so you have to act fast. When the Bucks win tonight, you win tomorrow at Wendy's, and now it's time to look ahead to tonight's game, brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, the official grocer of the Milwaukee Bucks. And it is the Cavaliers tonight. They're coming off of a 121-99 loss. The Cavaliers are to the Clippers, and really this game to me, and the reason why I really like the Cavaliers and have really since the start of the year, is that backcourt of Colin Sexton and Darius Garland, and that backcourt are just really, really good. Both of them, last game, 27 for Sexton, 23 for Garland. You've got a couple nice centers in Drummond, and then they make the trade and get involved in that multi-team trade with the Nets, and they get Jared Allen, who will be the future of that team. I would assume Andre Drummond is gone here at some point. And then Jared Allen becomes that starting center. So then you have Allen, Sexton, and Garland to build around going forward. I really, really like that Cleveland team. Now, that does not mean that I think they're going to win tonight because I think the Bucks are starting to pick up the pace here and roll a little bit. Now, having said that, earlier, about an hour or so ago, Eric Name of The Athletic, who covers the Bucks, tweeted out, per a team source, the Bucks had a mechanical issue with their plane last night, which kept them on the tarmac in Milwaukee for a few hours and prevented them from flying to Cleveland. They made the trip this morning and just recently landed. This was an hour ago. Tip off in Cleveland tonight at 6:30. Have you, Gary, ever had a travel issue with a team? And if so, how does that screw it up for the team when you are arriving at a different time than normally scheduled?
Well, I've never had a traveling issue, but everything is, you have an itinerary, you have a time slot. When you're traveling in a away game, everything is in exact science. So, but I've never had an issue with that. And they just, you know, they just redo the timing of everything. And so they're so, you know, but, you know, if you look at, like, you know, the NBA teams or Major League Baseball teams, sometimes those guys fly out the day of. You know, we always went out, you know, maybe a day or two ahead of time, so we were able to adjust.
And that's the thing, especially when you're, say, in baseball or you're in basketball and it's a back-to-back in another city.
Yeah.
And you have issues, and then you don't land until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and now you have to be at the ballpark, you know, just a few hours later. Sometimes they don't take batting practice before a game if you're an MLB team and so forth. Have you ever experienced any travel issues at Florida State or Green Bay, Leroy?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was one time we wanted to leave and go to Tampa early, but we each have our own plane, by the way, and it was nice. But
own plane
available.
Where?
The Packers with Northwest. We had our own plane. But that particular
I played for the Packers. We didn't have no. We didn't have our own plane.
Well, yeah, because y'all ain't win nothing. Gary, come on, now. Yeah, y'all wasn't good enough to have y'all own plane. Send them through commercial. Yeah. We never had to go commercial. We go to that little side entrance right there, go walk right on the plane with our wings and drinks. Me, it was Sprite. Everybody else had Miller.
On the plane, when they do that.
So, yeah, but we also talked about the leaders say if it's somewhere we could drive, do y'all want to drive or just go the day, you know, the time? Do y'all want to drive? So Cleveland could be somewhere. Man, y'all want to drive or y'all want to just wait, you know, a few hours? Let's just wait a few hours and get in and play.
Coming up in the next hour, how much of a chance would you have given the Packers against this Chiefs game if the Packers were in the Super Bowl instead of Tampa Bay? Some interesting tweets on that. Also, we will hear from Colton Wong, the Brewers' newest second baseman. He talked earlier today to the media. All coming up here in the last hour of the show, next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Team Station Strong, the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.